So with the waterfall approach, every life cycle phase is completed in sequence, and the results of that phase flow into the following next phase. There's absolutely no going back once a phase is done. So if it's the design phase and we get our feedback, we're moving forward, we're not going back and changing anything. This methodology was created so that deadlines would be met. If it is vitally imperative that we go back and make a change, it is very difficult to do. The key deliverables for each phase in waterfall must be documented, and it can require hundreds of pages of documentation, which is one of the negative things about this process, and one reason why many of the more modern design approaches try to deviate away from waterfall. The decisions made at each phase can never be changed, and that's one of a perceived drawback of this waterfall. However, it is still used, and there are reasons for it, so it's not all negative. Waterfall does meet deadlines. The approach is good if you want to keep projects going in motion. They won't always be perfect, but sometimes perfection takes a long time and results in very little extra pay. So I can bang out a project every couple of days if it's templated.